This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. South Korea, the nuclear-armed North Korea, test fired two strategic crew missiles from a submarine Sunday, according to state-run television KRT. It says U.S.-South Korea military drills were due to begin. KRT on Monday released five still photos of the missile launch from a submarine, adding that it tested the underwater offensive operations of submarine units that form part of North Korea's nuclear deterrent, and the launch confirmed the reliability of the system. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the military was on high alert, and the country's intelligence agency was working with its U.S. counterpart to analyze the specifics of the launch. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak flew to the United States on Sunday to meet U.S. President Joe Biden and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
The three leaders are meeting to finalize the details of a submarine pact aimed at countering China. Britain, the U.S., and Australia announced the Australia-UK-U.S. plan in 2021 as part of efforts to counter China's growing military footprint in the Indo-Pacific region. The meeting in San Diego on Monday is expected to decide next steps for Australia to receive nuclear-powered submarines. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A leading think tank says that Russia's advance seems to have stalled in Moscow's campaign to capture the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. The Washington-based Institute for the Study of War said late Saturday that there were no confirmed advances by Russian forces in Bakhmut. Its latest assessment of